There's a famous machlokes, the Chacham Tzvi versus the Avkas Rochel and many other people, on whether a Ben Chutz La'aretz, someone who goes to visit Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, whether he's obligated in keeping Yontif Sheni. The Avkas Rochel, and I'd say that's probably the consensus view, say to keep 2 days, albeit there's a strong minority, and it's getting stronger every year, who go with the Chacham Tzvi. Some just go with the Chacham Tzvi. Others ask and they say they can follow the Chacham Tzvi, and therefore they keep only 1 day. So that's a machlokes has been around for a long time. The shaila that's coming up more recently is that since with air travel much cheaper, people flying all the time traveling, so there's one shaila that comes up all the time, another one that I got that it's the same issue, but it's the one shaila is in general. So if I'm only keeping 1 day, so what about Yontif Sheni? Could I fly back to America, to Canada? And, or it's a similar shaila I got, or someone wanted to go to a conference, a medical conference, and he didn't realize, and he checked, I think he might have been the speaker even, he checked his calendar, and he realized months later that it's Yontif Sheni. So obviously one way of getting to the conference is going to the Greek Isles before Yontif starts. But he didn't want to because he didn't want to spend Yontif alone. So the shaila is there any way for him to get to the Greek Isles on Yontif Sheni? So clearly he can't fly from America or Canada or anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. That's a definitely no-go. No one would entertain it. It's Yontif Sheni. The shaila is, if you paskin like the Chacham Tzvi and you hold it's only 1 day, the shaila is, if you're a Chacham Tzvi Yid, am I permitted to fly back to Chutz La'aretz? Or in this case, this would probably even better, but I'm assuming you're flying into the Greek Isles where, or this area in Greece where there are no Yidin, so it's now coming into a Jewish place. So you wouldn't have to deal. So if you're an Israeli, it's not an issue at all. You could definitely go there. The question is, if you're an American or a Ben Chutz La'aretz, but for Yontif, you got a status of a Ben Eretz Yisrael, at what point do you lose that status? Is it once you leave, once you get into the airwaves, once you move in, once you leave the borders of the land of Israel, do you become chayev or not? So clearly, you can't leave until after Yontif Sheni starts. So then the question is, can I change? In other words, so I started off Yontif Sheni, Ben Eretz Yisrael. Is it possible halachically, could I switch into a Ben Chutz La'aretz in the middle of the trip? It works in both ways. In other words, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilch, the Yom Tov Sheni Kehilch talks about it l'chumra, that maybe you could change status and therefore you have to keep Yontif. Then if you are, how are you going to keep Yontif on the plane? Might be a major challenge, maybe. But also the other way is, let's say I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and in the middle of Yontif Sheni, I decide I want to keep Yontif Sheni. Does that work? Could I change my status in the middle of Yontif Sheni? Again, if you're in a Jewish area, you're keeping Yontif Sheni anyway. But let's assume a case where you wouldn't have to. So Pashtis, it would seem that if you come into a case in the middle of a situation, if you show up in the middle of Yontif Sheni, perhaps you'd be chayiv. Why? There's a Gemara in Yevamos, I believe, Lamed Beis, that talks about a katan who becomes a gadol in the middle of Shabbos. The Gemara is clear in Yevamos, a katan is chayev to keep Shabbos at 2 p.m., 3 p.m., at 11 a.m., whatever the case may be. But the question is why? So there's two possibilities where some want to say this is a machlokes Maram Rutenberg and the Rush. The discussion over there is talking about whether a katan became a gadol during Shiva, are you chayev? So the Maharam Rinberg says you are, and the Rush says you're not. So there's a whole big discussion on that. So one of the proofs of the Maharam Rinberg is, look, we see a katan shigdel on Shabbos is chayev, so why wouldn't a katan shigdel during Shiva be chayev? And the Rush disagrees. No, he disagrees with the Avelus. He doesn't disagree with Shabbos. That's the Gemara. So the Kshay was, what's Pshat in the Rush? According to the Maharam, he seems to be consistent. He says the Chayiv in both. Why is to the Rush, to the Karban Nasana, right? No, the Rush holds Shabbos is different. Shabbos, every moment of Shabbos is Mechayiv you in its own right. I have to keep Shabbos at 3 o'clock, whether I kept it 2:01. But apparently he learned the Chayiv of Avelus is only Bishas Kfura, and if you patur then, so you patur from the whole thing. So, according to the Rush, if you assume Yontif is the same as Shabbos, so then it should come out that anyone who moves into the airspace on Yontif Sheni, or you do something in the middle, you'd still be Chayev. If you assume that every moment of the day is Mechayev you. But the question is, what's in the Maharam Rundberg? So, Rav Schechter, Rav Soloveitchik point out, perhaps the shot in the Maharam Rundberg is no, that they hold really it's the beginning of Shabbos that's Mechayev you. And it's the beginning of Avelus that's Mechayev you. Aye, like, what do you mean? If that's the case, then he should pass on like the Rush, that a katan should be putter. How come when it comes to how come the Maharam would say that it's mut, that you're chayev? What did I say? In other words, why would you be chayev in Yontif Sheni? Why would you be chayev as a? Why would a? In other words, what? Why would a katan be chayev in Shiva and in Shabbos? Let's say, but not be chayev in Yontif Sheni. So the Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Schechter. So the, because what's the yisod of the Maharam? He holds it's the beginning of the Shabbos, which is Mechayev Yiyu. So you have to be Chayev on Shabbos. So you have to be Chayev in the Kfura. So then B'Shas, when the Chayev kicks in, so you're a Katan. So the answer is because there's a way in Chayev that since we know when during Shiva, I'm turning to Gadol tomorrow, so it's inevitable. At the moment of the Chiyav, I'm going to be Chayav within the next 7 days. So therefore, right now, we assume, it works. But same thing on Shabbos. When we know it's inevitable, you're going to be becoming a Gadol 3 hours from now or 12 hours from now. So when the Chiyav is inevitable, then the Maharam says you're Chayav. But the case over here, it's not inevitable. You have to fly out into Chutzlaret. So therefore, you wouldn't be Chayav. So it seems to be a machlokas, the Rush and the Maharam, in other words, why you chayev, if the reason you chayev on Shabbos is because every second, so then, according to the Rush, you should be chayev if you fly into the Chutzlah Eretz on Yontif Sheni. But according to the Maharam, perhaps you wouldn't be chayev because at the moment you flew in, you aren't obligated. And that's the question, could you change, and then, you know, Can you change? Is the status determined at the beginning of Yontif Sheni? So if it's then, so then perhaps the Maharam would say it's okay. But according to the Rush, if it's every second, you'd be chaya. So you'd have to. So in order for one to be matu, someone to fly on Yontif Sheni, so you know, one you'd have to assume like the Chacham Svi, and then you have to further assume that the Maharam and perhaps someone is Imre Yemes, perhaps you could be Mechalik between Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, it's every second, but maybe Yontif is different. In fact, that's why they had a Shiloh, they had I think it's the Concorde, these planes that used to fly at a very high pace, so you could leave England and fly into America and still be Shabbos, like a flight to L.A. and then still be Shabbos. Am I chayev to keep Shabbos again? Am I chayev to keep Yom Kippur again? So the Imre Yemes is talking about Yom Kippur. He writes, no, you wouldn't be chayev to fast again. So you can say the Imre Yemes would hold Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore you'd be pater. Or no, maybe the Imam only says about Yom Kippur. You only chayev in to keep Yom Kippur once, but maybe Shabbos is different. That would be a whole discussion as well, and therefore that's where the shayla would come up. So therefore, as well, that's where the question would come up in terms of number one, if you assume like the Chacham Svi, then if you assume like the Chacham, the question is what happens when you move into Chutz Laaretz? Do I say since at Yontif Sheni I was a Ben Eretz Yisrael, so I keep my status, or do I say no? Every second, every moment of Yontif is a different status, and now if I move into Chutz Laaretz at 10 a.m., so that's when I become Chayev. So one would have to argue that it's the beginning of Yontif that you would be Mechayev, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem. And of course, you'd have to, and then you'd have to, if you did fly in, you'd have to be stay in the airport or not. So for Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's certainly mutter. But Ben Chutz Laaretz, it seems to be dependent on how you learn the Rush and the Maram, and then many poskim would be against it, either because we passing like the Rush, or maybe for other many meta halakhic issues the optics don't look good or other reasons. But you know that if you're going to be matirit in theory. Halacha v'lo'lamaisa, you'd be basing it on the Chacham Tzvi and basing it on the understanding of Soloveitchik had of the Maram, that it's the beginning of Shabbos that's mechayev you, and then assuming as well that Yontif has the same halacha in terms of that. Because what's clear is a katan's chayev to keep Shabbos even in the middle. That's why, in fact, that was the whole discussion. Do you have to keep Shabbos with the first man Torah? Because the Pashas, they got the Torah in the middle of the day. Do I say that they didn't have to keep Shabbos because since at the beginning of Shabbos, they didn't accept the Torah? Do I say it was a personal choice? They accepted the Torah. It was like flying on Pesach Sheni, and therefore perhaps you wouldn't be obligated? Or do I say no, even going to the Maram, that since Kofnog of Har Kagigis, whether it was inevitable, so either way, that's a discussion among the Mefarshim. That's not Halach L'maisa, whether about the Jews, the first Shabbos the Jews have to keep or not. Do you have to keep do I say the Yechayev in the middle? That gets back to the issue of the Rosh and the Maram. So it's clear on Shabbos, you have to keep... That's a katan who had to keep it, but maybe by someone who wasn't Jewish before, maybe not. So, but to a maisa, we assume by Shabbos, one would have to keep. That's by a katan, because that was, that's inevitable. You're going to become a gadol. Like, so too, the Maharam says it by a katan, by Shiva, the Rosh says, he's pater. And then you have the issue, the machok is imri emes, versus the consensus view that one cannot fly into a place that's still keeping Yom. I mean, you can. If you fly in, you'll have to keep Shabbos again and perhaps Yom Kippur and Yom Tov Sheni again once you get in. So that's a major debate, but it depends on these issues in terms of what's the Mechayev of a Shabbos a Yom Tov. Is it a Ben HaShemashos, like the day before when it starts, or one could change their status in the middle of Shabbos or Yom Tov.